Welcome to the second episode of our 36th series, everyone. Amelia is still getting settled into her new place, so it's just me again for the opening and for the episode. We've got Adira Slattery back with us today, where we create an additional 18 characters for tension. But before we get to that, just a few announcements. Or wait, do I have announcements? I mean, there's my bi-weekly Chimera game at twitch.chimera.games at 7:30 p.m. Central Time every other Friday. And there's also Losers, a love story, the adaptation of Stephen King's It using Monster of the Week, and Christine Priebus's supplement Back to Derry on the A Horror Borealis podcast feed right here on the One Shot Podcast Network. I'm sure I could talk about how it'd be really awesome if you would leave us a podcast review if you haven't yet, especially leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts in order to help us out in the rankings to help others find the show. But even leaving reviews on Podchaser or Stitcher and the like would help us out. I could talk about all that stuff, or just put links in the show notes. So I guess we'll see what happens. For now, how about we get to the episode? Enjoy the show, everyone. Character Creation Cast. Adira was creating a journalist investigator named Heather, while I was creating a driven murderer named Alexa. We're picking up right where we left off last time. Enjoy.
So, the Lovers is one of my cards. In constant passionate conflict. So I could have a spouse, a stripper, or a childhood friend.
Okay.
I'm going to go with spouse because that's fun.
Ooh. Okay. So we've got spouse for lover, and I have the devil. They are enticing and free spirited, a workout buddy, an art dealer, or an ex. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to say workout buddy.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do they know each other?
Yeah.
Gosh, I want to say that they're workout buddies as well.
Sure, yeah.
On the off days that I'm not able to make it.
Mm-hmm. So I would write, works out with the devil, which is just a fun sentence. And I'm going to be naming my spouse. You know it.
Yeah.
We already used Jennifer. Let's go Reagan. They, them for my spouse.
All right. And then my workout buddy is, let's see, Charlene.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun name.
Yeah, it is.
Diego. Charlene Diego. Nice. She, they.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the Chariot and the Hermit. So the Chariot's one of yours.
Okay. So the Chariot, they are courageous and careless, a novice, a bike messenger, or ex-military. Okay. Goodness. I'm going to, bike messenger sounds fun.
Bike messenger is really fun.
Someone's got to deliver these flash drives.
Yeah. So, then I'm going to go with IT guy for the hermit for me.
Oh.
They are so wise, but so alone. My other options I didn't pick were dealer and medical examiner.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. So this almost sounds like a perfect bike messenger delivers hardware to IT guy mm-hmm. relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So who do we got for these two folks?
I'm going to name my IT guy Billy. Mm. We're going to lean into IT guy and use he, him.
All right. And I'm going to have my bike messenger's name be Brad. Also he, him.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So then we have the sun and the fool.
Oh.
Yeah. The fool is one of mine. They are innocent and reckless. My options are child, upstairs neighbor, and pet.
Oh.
People pick pet so much.
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah, it always makes me very nervous because, like, any of these orbits can die.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, I don't want to kill your pet.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a certain community where pet does mean a different thing as well.
Yes. And that double meaning is there.
Yeah.
You told me that this was a little more family friendly than I generally sort of am as a baseline person. So I was going to just sort of leave that there.
Now, we didn't really define it exactly, but there you go.
It's fine. Yeah. If you want to do some pet play,
it's possible. We had Lucian Khan on.
Of course. Yeah. Lucian's fabulous.
Absolutely. And I believe my character was a pet. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Isn't that's a whole character type in Visigoths versus Molgoths?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was on the one shot episode.
Fantastic game.
Yeah. Lucian's a great designer. All right. But I'm not going to go with pet.
No.
Even though we did all of those things. I'm going to go with child.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this for the sun, I have tech CEO, news anchor, and stockbroker. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see news anchor kind of being an in to your character, but I almost want to go tech CEO here, because that would be really interesting, too.
Yeah. So how does this tech CEO know this literal child?
They're literally parent and child.
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, there are all sorts of things you can do. You could do mentorship. Mm-hmm. You could do
child friend or something like that.
Neighbors, all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. CEO and child, parent, child.
Now, here is where those relationship things on the character sheets can come into play, right? So we have the fool being a child. And we know that it's the child of the sun, but that orbit of child isn't very specific as to how they relate specifically to my character.
Right.
So I would go onto my character and the relationship things and write something down in the fool if I so choose. Otherwise, that can be defined just in play. Because only one of those relationship things is going to be filled out at the end of this process on your own character sheet. The rest get defined and codified as characters get introduced throughout play.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. But you have the option of filling out more if you want to at the start.
Yeah.
You can always do more work.
Right. So we've got this tech CEO and this child. Mm-hmm. Do we want to name these folks?
I like names.
I like names too.
Let's have the child's name be Skylar. Let's go with he.
All right. Was that he, him for Skylar?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm going to go with, Zane Friedrich.
Zane Friedrich. So that means Skylar is Skylar Friedrich, most likely.
Yeah. And Zane is also he, him.
Nice.
Very cool. All right, what's next? We've got six more pairs together, right?
Seven.
Seven. Oh, sweet.
Because we're also in here.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll be hitting one of us in just a moment.
Okay.
But we have one more pair before then, which is Death and the Hierophant.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So Death is one of yours.
Yeah. Okay, so Death. Letting go while clinging fast. So this is a former cellmate, a patient, or a librarian. I'm going to go librarian on this one. That sounds nice.
Yeah. And then for the Hierophant, I have mentor, parent, or clergy. Easily perceptive, but stubborn. And I'm going to go with mentor.
Nice.
And what if my journalism mentor is married to your librarian friend?
I like that.
Yeah. Married to death.
All right. Let's see. Librarian. Go with Janine.
Mm-hmm.
She hurt.
And then for my mentor, let's go with Chance.
Ooh.
Also she her.
Nice. We have a last name for these two wonderful people?
Parker?
I like Parker.
Okay. So the next pair we have is the Empress, which is one of yours, and the Moon, which is me.
Oh, okay.
So this establishes a relationship between whatever you pick as the Empress and my character.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So the Empress is very beautiful, yet similarly selfish. And I have the options of Dom, Dilettante, and Escort. Just because I am playing what is that called? A gifted dilettante in my personal Beyond the Wall game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick Dilettante.
Ooh. Have I perhaps done some stories about this person? Like, have I interviewed them?
Oh, yeah, probably.
And did the Empress like this interview?
Yes.
All right.
I think they were ecstatic about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the Empress name will be, I'm just going to use the name of my Beyond the Wall character, Elena sure. Swan.
There we go.
She, her.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the Magician and Temperance. So the Magician is one of yours and Temperance is one of mine.
Temperance.
Yeah. Temperance is balanced yet fragile. And this is an assistant, a rehab buddy, or a doctor. And I'm going to go with a rehab buddy.
Okay. And for the Magician, it says they are creative but manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And my options are pickpocket, lover, or professional.
Professor.
Oh, yeah, professor. That's right. That makes more sense. And this is a relationship to, I know this person through something.
Yeah, yeah. So this defines their orbit around you, right?
Okay.
So if they're a pickpocket, then you know them through sort of general crime stuff. You know them as a pickpocket. If they're a lover, then they're your lover. If they're a professor, maybe they're a former professor. Maybe maybe you're a college student. Maybe they're a weird professor who lives down the street from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say lover.
Lover. Nice. Yeah.
And what was the one that you had?
Rehab buddy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do they know each other? Do you have thoughts on this one?
What if your lover is my friend's sponsor?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to name my friend Granite.
Granite. Nice.
Yeah. We're going to go... Zeezer. Get some neo pronouns in there.
Nice. Okay. The lover. Let's see. Got so many names out here already. I'm trying not to repeat any. Trying to think of like a good acronym name that's kind of gender neutral. I don't want to use MJ or JV because they're two good friends of mine on A Horror Borealis.
Hmm. What about FB?
FB?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So FB, my lover, they, them pronouns.
All right. Now we're back to another relationship with one of the main characters. So we have the tower and the star. You are the tower. And the star for me is hopeful, but insecure. It is a rookie, a third wheel, or a protege. And I'm going to go with protege.
All right. So the tower, me being the driven killer.
Mm-hmm. So you know the person who I'm like taking under my wing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would I know that person?
What if they're your sibling?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Let's go with brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about younger? Younger brother.
Younger brother. Sure.
Let's name them Trip.
Trip.
Trip he, him.
I don't have a last name, so.
Yeah, we didn't give ourselves last names for our own characters, so.
Uh-huh. And Alexa may not be her actual name.
Yeah.
It could be, though.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a thing that we haven't done then, which is let's mark this relationship as secret.
Ooh, yes. Can you only mark a few of them or one of them as secret then? Or
no, you can mark as many of them as secret as you want.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
So secret relationship. Oh, where'd my check mark go? Mm-hmm. Just it turned super tiny.
Oh, no.
Come on. There we go. And then this is sibling to
the star. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So next we have the Wheel of Fortune and the High Priestess.
Hmm.
The Wheel of Fortune is one of yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. My format, it's been thrown off.
Oh, no.
Using Notepad++, and I tabbed over to like all the what everything was, and now the names of the things are too long.
No.
It's fine. I'll just go to the other line. There we go. Ah, balance has been restored.
There all we go. It's right and good, finally, in the world.
Yep. My spacing is correct. All right. So Wheel of Fortune is mine. It says they are wholly unpredictable. And it is assassin, phone scammer, and janitor. Ooh, that is an array of selections there. My goodness.
Phone scammer is probably one of my favorite ones that I've written. Mm-hmm. Just because not enough people interact with phone scammers.
Yeah. You don't think about it, but I mean, somebody's out there doing it.
Uh-huh.
Hello, I would like to talk to you about your car automobile insurance running out.
Yep.
No. Press one.
So which one are you thinking?
Gosh. This is paired up with your High Priestess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say an assassin.
Nice. Well, the High Priestess is sensitive yet secretive, and I have the options of older sibling, receptionist, or elderly neighbor. Uh-huh. I'm going to go with an elderly neighbor. Love the nosy neighbor.
Uh-huh. And how does an assassin and an elderly neighbor know each other? I have something.
Sure, go for it. What do you got? Hit me.
They're married.
Oh yes. Let's mark this one secret. Uh-huh. Two.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm. So that means that my neighbor is an assassin.
Uh-huh.
At least one of them.
An elderly assassin, most likely at that.
So I'm going to name my elderly neighbor Dot. She, her.
Oh. Okay. I love it. Dot. She, her.
What are you thinking for the assassin?
Oh, goodness. I was kind of thinking of used to be like the femme fatale from like the old Bond type yes. situations.
Yes.
Only 40 years later.
Yes.
So, oh gosh, it's got to be something like Penny or Penny's Worth or you know something kind of. I'm going to go with Penny.
Penny. Yeah.
Penny and Dot. She, her pronouns.
Mm-hmm. I am very into older lesbian femme fatale.
Yep. Retired with quotes.
Yes. Yeah, who knows? Dot might have also have been an assassin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they might find have been on the job.
Yeah. Or maybe they even tried to kill each other.
That's very possible. Oh, now we have to play the prequel yeah. with Penny and Dot.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next pair is strength and justice. So justice is one of mine, often fair, but too quick to judge. I have a best friend, a private eye, or a bartender. And I'm going to go with bartender.
Nice. Strength, they are passionate, but prideful. And I have the choices of handler, PTA mom, and celebrity. And that is just fantastic. A PTA mom is a good choice.
It's very evocative.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see here. Kind of between PTA mom and celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to go with PTA mom. Yeah, that sounds good. And what would their relationship be?
What if the bartender works for the PTA mom?
Okay.
The PTA mom is also a small business owner.
Hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to name the bartender Chip. And we're going to use he, they pronouns.
All right. PTA mom. And I'm just keep thinking back to... Christina Applegate's performance in Bad Moms, which was just fantastic and over the top.
You could go with Christina.
I think I have to. Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she, her.
Hey, Ryan, we're on the last one.
Oh, boy.
It is The World and The Hanged Man.
Ooh.
So The World is one of yours?
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. The World. Spontaneous, but incomplete. And I have the choice between student, taxi driver, and tattoo artist. And I'm going to go with a student.
Mm. And then for The Hanged Man, I have insightful, but stuck in place. I have journalist, forensics, or younger sibling. And I'm going to go with... forensics.
Nice.
So how does my forensics buddy know your student friend? And are they a student in that they go to school, or are they a student in that you're teaching them something?
Ooh. Why not both? Which tells a little bit more about myself
there. Yeah.
I'm gonna say that they are a student at the university, and the forensic specialist did a guest presentation there.
Mm, yeah.
And this student and them had a conversation after the presentation due to interests in forensics.
Yeah. Guest meant lecturer and coffee buddy.
Yeah.
So that sounds like your character teaches something. So this would be the perfect opportunity for you to fill in the relationship section on your sheet with The World.
Okay. So one second. All right. So where am I going here then? Relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the world?
Yep.
So what do I put here?
You'd put what you teach them.
Oh. Gosh, is it as cliche as criminology or?
It could be, yeah.
I'm going to go with that, criminology.
There we go. Look, sometimes it's fun to lean into tropes.
Yeah, criminology teacher. Cool.
And then we need to come up with names for the student in forensics if we want.
Yeah, let's do that. Why stop now?
Mm-hmm. We did come up with names for everyone else.
We really have.
Yeah. My forensics buddy is going to be named Hugo.
Nice.
Hugo Gomez.
Hugo Gomez. All right. And I am going to name the student Mandy Tripton.
Nice.
They, she.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of characters.
Yeah. That's everybody. So we just came up with 22 people. Came up with 11 relationships in between those 22 people, specified two sort of relationships on those orbits. And we have a nice complicated web. And now they're gonna all going to start dying.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is that sometimes people... when I talk about tension, they're like, how do you manage all of these characters? I'm like, well, they start dying. That's how you manage them, is you kill them. Oh,
no. Okay.
Yeah.
My poor babies.
Yes. Yeah. It's wonderful because doing this process and making all of these characters, you get really attached to them, right? Like, mm-hmm. like... I have a lot of like feelings for like Dot and Penny, and
yeah.
like I think that the relationship between Alexa and the student Mandy is super interesting, and my spouse is just like one level of separation away from you. You all go to the same gym.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And have probably worked out together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
What a tingle web we've weaved.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then it just kind of goes from there. And then I've got a sibling mm-hmm. that I have to worry about.
Yep.
Yeah. And this... all sorts of interesting stuff going on here.
Because also when we talk about people dying, right? Like your character is the playbook is called The Killer.
Sure. Yeah.
Like your character is probably going to be killing people.
Yes.
But anyone can kill anyone.
Okay. So it's kind of like a murder mystery almost entangled in a romance effectively, but the mystery is not really there.
Yeah, it's more dark comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
There's actually a specific mystery element that a lot of people assume there's going to be in tension that there isn't, which is that after the first scene, mm-hmm. the investigator and the killer know who each other are.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I personally wanted to avoid sort of encouraging people to role play lying and gaslighting to each other. Mm-hmm. So I just took that out.
Yeah. No, might as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably have some intrigue and stuff in there, especially.
You can have so much intrigue still.
Yeah. when everything's in the open. And I'm a huge fan and proponent of out of character conversations.
That's the other part about thinking about this game not as GMless but as GMful.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's fun sometimes to sort of reveal these things out of character to each other, and
yeah.
then play through your characters realizing these things.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm currently editing a Horror Borealis's take on Stephen King's It. They're playing through Christine Priebus's Back to Dairy supplement for Monster of the Week. And the amount of like table talk and care in between scenes of setting up like these really intense and like very thoughtful scenes and then improvising through those scenes is just remarkable to see. And doing that for horror and doing that for it's technically romance in some respects as well. I mean, it's Losers, a love story.
Yeah.
I see that working very well for almost any game, and especially a game like this where romance and murder are at the forefront of the discussion.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Awesome. So we created 22 characters.
Yeah. And it was pretty painless.
It really was. I really like the pairing of the different arcana and figuring out relationships from there. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Well, thank you, Adira. This has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. This tension character creation episodes that we have here now with 22 fantastic people that hopefully we're not too attached to. Adiri, do you want to remind people where they can find you online?
Yeah. So you can find me online on Twitter at Adira Slattery. You can find my games at adira.itch.io. I own adiraslattery.com. And I want to make it a better website, but I just haven't yet. Otherwise, just Google Adira Slattery.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll also have links in the show notes. Well, thank you again for joining us. And thank you to everybody out there for listening. And please join us on the next episode for our discussion block.
Yeah.
This is probably the most character creation dense series that we've had to date. 22 characters was a trip, and we somehow managed to name all of them. And actually give them all pronouns, which was really, in the end, not that painful. It was pretty painless. I don't think I have any calls to action right now. I know I have been pretty exhausted lately, and I'm sure Amelia is likely in the same boat. But we are both extremely thankful that you've chosen to listen to us, and we really do hope that we've brought a bit of joy to your day. So sincerely, thank you. We are hard at work for the next couple of series or so. We've got a couple people potentially lined up for recordings. It is such a joy making this for all of you. And we really hope that you have a lot of fun listening. So please join us again next time. Tension gets this series gets amazing. Next episode, we go into some fantastic places in the fanfic portion that I think you're gonna really like. So all of that out of the way, take care, everyone. Stay safe and keep making those amazing people. We'll see you next time. Character Creation Cast is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network and can be found online at www.charactercreationcast.com. Head to the website to get more information on our hosts, this show, and even our press kit. Character Creation Cast can also be found on Twitter at @creationcast or on our Discord server at discord.charactercreationcast.com. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Bolter, and I can be found on Twitter at @LordNeptune or online at LordNeptune.com. Our other host, Amelia Antrim, can be found on Twitter at @GingerReckoning. Music for this episode is used with a Creative Commons license or with permission from the podcast they originated from. Further information can be found within the show notes.
Our main theme music is Hero Remix by Steve Combs and is used with a Creative Commons license. This podcast is owned by us under Creative Commons. This episode was edited by Ryan Bolter. Further information for the game systems used and today's guests can be found in the show notes. If you'd like to leave us a rating or review, we have links to various review platforms out there, including Apple Podcasts, in our show notes. Also, check the show notes for links to our other projects. Thanks for joining us. And remember, we find that the best part of any role-playing game is character creation. So go out there and create some amazing people. We will see you next time.
We gotta read some show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs. Character Creation Cast is hosted by the One Shot Podcast Network. If you enjoyed our show, visit oneshotpodcast.com, where you'll find other great shows like Asians Represent.
Asians Represent celebrates Asian creators and diversity in the gaming community. Join hosts Agatha Chain and Daniel Kwan as they discuss gaming, genre, and representation with their guests, and occasionally argue with each other to the sound of Agatha's beloved air horn app.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.